akwensu utu kwanya ama. Precious. Then you see it's Italy. Then family property, cocoa somewhere, you just go and sell it. Or in the name of traveling. Pressure. Be bold, brothers, my dear sisters. You see your friends holding. Latest things, and you also want some. You see, they will not tell you what they went through. They won't. Then show me the way. They will show you the way. You will follow, and what will be the end? Be bold, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. Don't be like King Zedekiah. Don't. Don't allow the crowd to put pressure on you. No. Don't allow your parents to put pressure on Mario. No. Say, God's time is what? The best. That's why sometimes if you allow people to put pressure on you and you give in to anything, oh. Who asked you to marry him? Who asks you? My pressure. My dear brothers, please resist and you'll be okay. That's why Exodus 23:2a will tell us, do not follow the word, the crowd in doing wrong. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. In Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Be bold to resist pressure from the crowd, from your friends, from your colleagues, from family members. Second point, one person's courage can save a nation. One, just one. One person can save a nation. Ebed-Melech. All the people, Jeremiah is causing problem. Give him to us. Only one man said, King, go and see Jeremiah. He's in the cistern. He's sinking. He's hungry. Let us take him out. Let's give him food. And the king obeyed and was taken out of the cistern. One person, one. You could talk of Esther. Esther faced the king Ahasuerus. And she was able to save her people. You could talk of Moses. He faced Pharaoh. He brought the people out of Egypt. Could talk of Daniel, could talk of David, and the ultimate one, Jesus Christ. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, your courage, you, only you, your courage. Save a whole nation, only you. Your boldness It doesn't matter whether all of us, we are going right and we are going left. It is fine. It is fine. Stand out among the crowd. Be bold. Stand out. Speak to the issues. And that is Jeremiah. Be bold. Stand out. Be bold. Like Ebed-Melech. But always we are afraid of the people. We are afraid of what they will say. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, the world is in need of you. The world is in need of me. The world is in need of bold men and women, Christians, who stand up and speak the truth. The country is looking for such people. Courageous men and women. We are in this country. Look at our country. Kalamse is finishing all of us. And we think we are in Accra. So it is not affecting us. It is affecting all of us. A time will come, you open your tap, and it is only dirty water that will come out of it. A time will come, you'll be looking for bush meat to chew. You won't get anyway me because I don't take meat, so I'll take fish. But even the fish, where? Even the fish, where? A time we can be looking for cassava to pound your fufu. No cassava. Because they are destroying all the lands. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, be bold. Oh. Recently we were here when somebody went to sit on national television and even insulted Jesus Christ. And Christians couldn't say anything about it. National television. Exalted Jesus Christ, the founder, the savior. Christians were okay. We were comfortable. Your courage will save the nation, will save your family, will save your own people. Be courageous, my dear.